Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As I continue through the devotional journal, Living Free, Reigning with Freedom When Surrounded by Enemies. Today's topic, as I spent time with God this morning, is living free to be impartial. As we gaze into God's perfect law, which gives freedom, we discover an equality that exists among people. It's not an equality of income. It's not an equality of education. It's not an equality of race. As in the same race, other than the human race. It's an equality based on the fact that we are the human race. We are created by God in His image. Regardless of any of the external factors that exist. And so no matter who we are, no matter what we look like, no matter how we live, God says there's to be no partiality, no favoritism, no special treatment for some and lesser treatment for others. We live in this time frame of dealing with COVID-19 and so much racial and civil unrest, that this concept of equality and partiality and impartiality is kind of at the front burner of so many people's minds. And the desire to be treated equally. And so many times for most of us, the cry for justice, often through our human nature, ends up being a cry for special treatment. I don't just want justice, I want to be better off than everyone else. And as we gaze into the perfect law which gives freedom, we find that not only are we equal in God's sight as we live here on earth, we are equal at the foot of the cross. And through the blood of Jesus, we're equal at the gates of heaven. And so anything that we do that rejects that fact of equality is really sinning against God's creation of people. To treat anyone better than someone else because of their skin color, or to treat them worse than everyone else because of their skin color is sinful. But it's also just as sinful to treat them better or worse based on their income level, based on their education level, based on their housing or even lack of housing. You see, we live as a culture that is very adept at creating divisions among people, of assigning worth to people based on a variety of external criteria. Race is one of the big ones because it's so noticeable. Because there's really nothing that can be done about it. We look at things such as education and income and housing arrangements and we think, well, they could do something. Well, maybe. maybe not. Regardless of whether they could do something or could not do something, they are human. They are also created in God's image. And so while we live in such a way that we reject partiality, we discover it's by gazing into God's perfect law, which gives freedom, that we have the means and the grounds to treat people. And not just to treat them as equals, but to know that they are equals. I don't know about you, whether you grew up through school years as a teacher's pet. Chances are, if not, you knew someone in your class that had that label of teacher's pet. And unless you were the one that was the teacher's pet, most of the time you didn't like the fact that the teacher even had one. That there were students that could get away with things that others couldn't. There's something within our inner self that isn't so much crying out for equality as it is looking out for ourself. We often don't care so much if everybody else has equal treatment as long as I have treatment at the top level. And gazing into God's perfect law, which gives freedom, says that looking out for myself isn't going to cut it. That I need to look to others and their needs as more important than my own. You see, that's where the heart of impartiality comes. It's when I can humble myself, I can live in submission to God's word and in submission to others. To care about them as a person. I was out working yesterday and had a guy stop and was interested because I was working with a chainsaw and he used to do that. But his original country of origin is Uganda. And so this great conversation about cutting wood. And there was so much that we could have focused on that we were very different people. But we could come together and recognize that we're really not all that different at all. And what would happen if instead of looking for and noticing and pointing out the differences, we would look for commonality? Here was a guy that evidently had not had opportunities since moving from Uganda to be around the equipment that he was accustomed to. And for him to stop and to find that commonality was an incredible thing and opened up a conversation. But we've been so ingrained and trained and conditioned in our culture to see the differences first. And many times those differences blind us to the things we have in common. And it's by gazing into God's perfect law, which gives freedom, that we discover that we have a maker in common. Even if they've not yet chosen to submit to God, to surrender to the blood of Jesus to cover their sins, they're still God's creation. And as we live with impartiality, we no longer can live in judgment based on outward appearances. Yes, there are differences in the way we respond and interact to people, but not based on who they are or what race they are or what income level they are, but a direct response to their heart and their actions, regardless of anything else. You see, living free from impartiality says we give everyone the same opportunity. And what they do with that is kind of up to them. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine your life for any favoritism, any partiality that you show. To ask Him to give you a heart that is pure and impartial. That treats people according to who they really are, not according to how they look or sound or how they dress or you see, we live with wisdom. And God says that within His body, there should be no favoritism. We have all been gifted and designed and created with unique gifts and abilities. And so there are different tasks and responsibilities that we have. But as we do those unique and varying tasks, we see each other as equals. Being equal and seeing each other as equal doesn't mean that you want me to do your surgery because, well, I'm just as good as the next person. Well, in relationship to one another and value, yes, but in ability, no. You do not want me to do surgery or medical procedures or probably even putting a Band-Aid on for you. So living without partiality isn't assigning everybody the same task. It's about valuing the task that God has already put within each person to do with the same value, regardless of how the world ranks it. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that treats us as Your children, without partiality and yet as individuals. An incredible mix of, in our human mind, sometimes feels like an impossibility. Father, that You can see and identify who we are from the inside out rather than the way we see and identify people from the outside in. And so, Father, today I pray that You would help us to examine our life fully for any favoritism that we tend to show, for any prejudice, for any partiality, for any ways that we treat people differently. Because of how they look and what they drive or so many other external factors that we use to categorize people. Father, that we would value one another for the unique creation that you've made them to be. That we would give honor to those who are faithful to you, regardless of what that looks like compared to our faithfulness. God, today may we reach out and look for the commonality that we have. To look beyond the bank accounts and beyond the pedigrees and credentials and degrees on a wall or beyond the skin color. And find ways to build those relationships on a foundation of unity in Christ. Father, if we discover as we spend time with you areas that we've not treated people impartially, may we repent and be forgiven by you. And Father, as we seek to live with impartiality, may we live by the same set of rules that we hold others accountable to. May the things that we expect from others not be greater than what we expect from ourselves. And Father, especially for those that are not yet come to the relationship with Jesus, who live life in such a way that it can be frightening to us. May we even see those as equals at the foot of the cross, realizing there's just as much room for them as for us. And Father, as we share the message of Jesus, of the impartiality of his call to everyone, may we find ourselves hand in hand and arm in arm with brothers and sisters from all walks of life. Father, today I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities. I pray that our practice of impartiality, our conscious decisions to put away favoritism, would result in a generation that rejects prejudices, rejects special treatment for some, and lesser treatment for others. That looks for the good in people. That evaluates
not based on anything that are these external circumstances, but based on the heart. Oh, Father, may today be a day that we recommit to loving people like you love people, to seeing people just as Jesus sees people, to treating others just as Jesus has treated us. Father, as we gaze into your perfect law and we find the freedom to live without partiality, may we lift up Jesus that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.